My name is Linda Lerner, and I'll be reading Safe House, Chelsea Hotel Room 514. It's a poem in seven parts that take place over the course of a week after the World Trade Center was attacked. 1, 9/12/2001. What led me to this pre-war haven to sink into green moss, breathe in green like oxygen, be sheltered by these impenetrable green walls? Who or what should I thank for being one of the lucky ones after one of the lucky ones? 2, 9/13. To get back is to go through numerous checkpoints, show ID to prove I live on Greenwich Street, and the same woman in that photo taken before 9/11/2001. The lie. No straight route, diverted this way, that, people groups solitary, white masks over parched mouths. We drift down broken cobbled streets, wheeling backpacks to or away from what there isn't any word for yet in English. Knocked into some other dimension, can only ask, does this subway go how much further to? Clutching bottles of water for our lives, 7 or 8 more blocks, air worsens, lineup of huge trucks carrying supplies for exhausted men in cleanup rescue operation, equipment to remove what can't ever be removed. Long row of huge white satellite dishes flower in frozen bloom on Greenwich Street. Radios explode, Arab terrorists, Bin Laden, Red Cross ladies, eye witness news, firemen, police, in one place, every place. I adjust my mask, mouth, eyes, to see just enough and no more. Suspicious suitcase half a block away, and danger of gas explosions prevent us from entering our building. We sit on wooden boxes left outside a closed store half a block away and wait for the bomb squad. See my mother seated on a similar smaller box in our living room after my grandmother died. Hear my father's 17-year-old hurt voice in his aging manhood reach past a daughter's closed ears. Boy thrown out by his own father to join other boys, marching away from Russia's killer army, death squad. Through shift of wind, swirl of dust particles, debris, bits, pieces, his mother pushed into a stove, father hid in cemeteries, caught pneumonia, died, gone, gone. Endless trudge through police search snow, 3 years wait in Amsterdam. America, oh America. Angry woman's voice criticizing someone for tying up the free phone with grocery shopping, rug cleaning in times like these snaps me back to 2001. Part 3, 9/14. I force back the urge to vomit from the odor of spoiled meat and stench of burning death. Take what I need from my apartment and flee. New immigrant's fear seizes me when a marshal in gray uniform, high hat and boots, rifle skinned close, flinches programmed ready when I look like I'm trying to sneak by without showing my papers, have not been checked by the cop who went for a map to assist me and gets back just in time. For now, I breathe easy. That night, all next day, I take cover as my father did more than half a century ago. Smoke from another world, a war we won, blows in through closed windows. Decades from my father's Russia, sirens that struck fear in him years after he left, blares through my safe house. Hijacked planes fly into the same twin towers as this city, my city, burns through a TV screen. I flatten my palms against the walls, press hard into its old green, force of life, green fuse of Dylan Thomas, green spirit of all the artists who stayed here, of Virgil Thompson, Hunky, Thomas Wolfe, bury myself in green to stay alive in green. 4:09:15. Crunch of news trucks outside my building. Verizon, AT&T, trucks carrying huge cranes, construction material, crowd snapping cameras at the enormity of a lunatic's vision that made it out, still smoking, alive. Vaporized human imprints burnt into twisted metal and steel. All masks off now. Part 5 and 6. 9:16-17. To avoid getting lost, I go home. Room 514, Chelsea. For 2 days, rarely leave except to buy food, a newspaper. Faces of the missing everywhere. On street poles, store windows. With me, here. Part 7, 9:18. I walk up the wide steps of my building, too preoccupied and too much noise to notice construction crew at work with drills, jackhammers in the plaza outside. Flip the switch, and the lights come on. Reset the VCR, clocks, clean up the gray, white, hazardous dust, shrouds everything, and ignorantly try using a can of Lysol to disinfect death. Out back, men continue work on a gentrification project begun weeks before. First day of Rosh Hashanah, machines attack concrete, force green through putrid cement mud to green a landlord's property. His dirty palm, Jew descendant of people from my father's world, blinded by green, inflicts pain on those just evacuated from their lives to what has to be done, survival. A silent scream forced back all week rose up in my throat, unleashed all the artillery a human heart is capable of at these Spanish, Dominican, Pakistani immigrants who barely understand English, hired to do a job, to put food on their table, feed their families. Men like my father, who came here with dreams, stare at me in bewilderment. My neighbor rushes out to calm me down. Nothing you can do about it, words I shove aside. Bastards, sons of bitches, killers, I scream at something elusive, too primitive to see, hiding right in front of me. Scream to prove I'm still alive, to be heard above the sound of death. Mm-hmm.